This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
Left up, left right, gotta love this American ride.
And you need to take some time to get the full picture.
Come on, come on, turn the radio on. It's Saturday and I won't be long.
Don't get me wrong, I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom. It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
What do you want from me? I'm not America's sweetheart.
Goodness sake, kid, keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not America's sweetheart.
So
this
sad.
Is the Annie Fry Show.
Is that Elizabeth Warren at the end of that song?
Haven't heard it.
I got all sorts of goodies that are like a moment in time because I stopped adding to them right about when COVID hit.
Yep.
Before we get to our friend, and if you haven't tuned in to the live chat and the live stream right now, this is the time to do it. This is the most fun hour that we're probably going to do for the rest of the year.
Yeah, it's all downhill from here.
I'm just telling you that my ability to care when the holidays kick in is just a little less and less. I'm kidding, mostly. But we got Trisha in here. Rob, hi.
Hi.
How are you doing, Rob?
Outstanding, still improving.
Fantastic, still there. Before we get to Rob and let him just take over the show and hoping that he got out of his system some of the stories we were hearing off the air, Ryan, you have studied the text I got, the tweet I got from Ben Brown, which I have retweeted at Annie Fry Show, the owner of Satchmo's Grill, has been on with Mark Hawks quite a bit, right, Trisha?
Yep.
He's
a friend of the station.
Yes.
And yes, he's a friend.
I know Mark has very much so been covering this closely with the station. What's the update?
Okay, Wiggs. So through the legal speak, it's the Circuit Court of Cole County.
Ryan, can you talk down to us?
Sorry. I'm just going to read the first paragraph because that's mainly where it is.
Okay, can you read it like Ryan Shire Wigglesworth?
No.
Please do the accent.
No, we couldn't do that, possibly. This case is about whether Missouri's Department of Health and Senior Services, the MDHSS regulations, can abolish representative government in the creation of public health laws. So that's why this is a big case. And so
remember
it's not
when
just
I said talk down.
I am. So it's not just about It's not just about the mask.
Keep coming down.
This is about whether and the Cole County apparently ruled on whether a organization like the Department of Health and Senior Services in Missouri can just unilaterally decide to impose regulations across the whole state or any part of the state. The answer? No, they can't. The
Negative.
Relevant part of this case comes in, let's see, I'm going to read straight from it here again. The Missouri Constitution provides as follows. The powers of government shall be divided into three distinct departments, legislative, executive, and judicial, each of which shall be confided to a separate magistracy? very old legal word.
He's trying real hard.
And no person or collection of persons charged with the exercise.
How would Annie read this word?
Powers properly belonging to one of those departments shall exercise any power properly belonging to either of the others. Basically, this organization exceeded its boundaries, did not go through the proper channels of enacting a law, and acted unilaterally, and that is illegal. You can't
do
that.
So therefore,
as far as the state of Missouri is concerned at this moment, no mask laws.
Gone.
Gone.
Trapdoor. See ya. And it's funny because everyone's like, yeah, the mask mandate's been over for me for a long time.
So. Yeah. Yeah, right.
It is what it is.
I went into Schnucks the first time without a mask yesterday, and I felt like a rebel.
Don't you feel like you've seen some things?
I feel like when I look at in the eyes of other people without a mask on or on a team.
You know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what's up?
Did you see the guy? I can't remember where he's from, but he had a custom mask made where the picture on the mask was his face, nose to chin. So
it's creepy.
While wearing his mask, it looks like he's not wearing a mask.
And he wants is people to come up and be like, you need to wear a mask.
Exactly.
Sir.
He would film himself walking around department stores and people saying, and he would pull it down to show. And people were like, just didn't know how to react and left him alone. It was just some of the best content.
I was so mad at you before, but you got me. Yeah.
You got me, bro.
Digital get down.
Digital get down. Get down.
Hold up. Wait a minute.
You can get the fight too if you work hard and stop being bitter and busted.
I don't follow rules. I follow dogs on social media.
All right, what do you got here for us?
Wow, the honeymoon is over. It used to be this really gentle, like, hey, Rob, we're so appreciative that you're in the studio today. Thank you so much. What do you got for us?
Hey, Rob, happy Thanksgiving. I love your orange sweater. It looks so cozy.
Why does it have to be an orange sweater? Why can't it just be a regular sweater?
Pumpkin colored.
Okay, well.
You've got Illinois colors on.
Shows off to a great start so far.
Can I give a shout out to the SIUE girls basketball team that beat the University of Illinois at the buzzer?
Ooh, no, you can't.
Wow.
Go Cougars.
Yay.
Raise your hand if you're a Cougar in here.
I am.
Yeah, 3 out of 5.
Yeah.
I used to be a cougar hunter back in the day, but times have changed. Got the scars to prove it.
What?
A cougar
no,
hunter.
Not what? That wasn't a question.
Oh,
no, no.
No,
make him do his thing.
Elaborate. Tell some stories.
No, stop, please.
Reardon, can you come in at like 4, Reardon? Because we've got a lot of stories
Annie's
here.
And doing her last show ever, and we want to make it a good one.
You said it was going to be the most fun.
Yeah, I did.
It was just deer hunting opener in Minnesota, and man, that was my favorite time of the year because all the dudes would go away, go hunting in northern Minnesota, and... The bars are just open. Open
Robert!
Season.
Robert!
What?
Read things from your paper.
Animal, not,
read the papers. I don't even care what is on the papers.
Oh,
at least at this point in time. It's all relative.
Sorry, Ryan's trying to listen to
powers
the radio.
Powers properly belonging to one of those departments shall exercise any power properly belonging to either of the others.
Do it like Ryan Shire Wigglesworth. People want it. It's
properly
for the people.
One of those departments shall exercise any power properly belonging to either of the others.
It's like if Bane was from the Middle Ages.
That's
do
exactly
what?
Right.
Do
except in the instances Constitution expressly directed or permitted. Thus, absent express direction or express permission in the Missouri Constitution.
You have defiled that microphone.
Yeah, there's a lot on this.
There's a lot of fun.
I'm sorry to Sue Thomas, who maybe she'd be on that mic today.
Yeah, that's a Denise Schaefer mic right there.
That's right.
Sorry, Denise.
Well, let's see here. We got a lot of Thanksgiving-related topics on the menu today.
Amanda on Facebook says, what is happening?
Let's get to it.
Annie says,
What's happening is I can't tell my cougar hunting story, so we're going to the stuff that was prepared for the show. Sorry about it.
What age does a guy have to be to make them not cougar? I don't know about the guy, but what age makes a female? Is it the difference?
No,
or
I don't
is
think,
it, do you,
that's a great question. I have to go back
is
to
this
my
innuendo? Because I thought you were talking about literal cougar
we are.
Hunting.
Ryan, we are.
Okay.
We are.
All right, good.
We don't want to bring
like,
this
like, what
down.
Does that have to do with the age of the man? Then,
I don't know.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, me either. Check me out on Wiggins America, and I'll be telling you all about it with my field manual that I keep in my back pocket.
G-Wib says when you talk like that, it sounds like you're ready to throw up.
The slobbers.
It looks like it too. That's the worst
it's
part.
It's funny that Rob brings material and then we're just like, oh no, other things. Let's do other things.
Come on, dance for me, Rob. Dance, Rob, dance.
I do want to hear your stories.
I do too.
Let me tell you about my stories.
Not those stories.
Okay, so do
very
we.
Very specific.
Let's start with some helpful stuff and then we'll get into a little more derailing of topics. But so Thanksgiving's coming up. Did you guys hear about this one? You hear about this one?
Thanksgiving's coming up.
Thanksgiving.
Coming up.
Thursday.
I Thanksgiving.
Yeah, day to be thankful.
This is like radio when you're so tired of doing radio. Yeah.
American football.
Maybe if we just talk really fast and laugh, everybody will laugh with us.
Hey, holiday.
Okay, hey, Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
You guys hear this one? Do you hear about this one? Yeah.
Turkey.
They're calling it a national holiday. Crazy.
You know what I do on Thanksgiving is I eat and then I fall asleep. Oh, I'm a tryptophan.
I'm not sleeping. I'm just checking my eyelids for cracks, right?
Get that dog any turkey.
Okay, so serious question. Who is hosting this year and doing the cooking at their house? Annie is yes. Anybody else in the room hosting and doing the cooking?
I would say I'm doing the hosting. My husband's doing the cooking. But, I do the baking.
Okay.
But he's the cook and my daughter.
But you as the household are preparing a majority of the
foods. We are the destination.
So here are some kitchen hacks that might be able to help you and others that are hosting this Thanksgiving hack their Thanksgiving day. So first one is you should
use... You know what goes good with a Thanksgiving dinner? A good hack.
Yeah, a good hack. Just like the government got hacked. using your cooler as a backup fridge. So there's a number of items that are going to be in your refrigerator you're not going to be able to eat. That you're not, and fridge space is at a premium this time of the year, right?
Yeah, so, those big coolers.
Yeah, one of those
big
coolers.
I heard those Yetis are nice.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know.
Expensive, I can't. Yeah, I'm not that fancy, Trisha.
Yeah, wow. Sorry. Privileged life over here.
I know. Everybody get their styrofoam out. It's nice.
Yeah, thank you. I thought that was a decent one, too. you know, we oftentimes use certain kitchen tools like once a year. One of those that comes around every Thanksgiving is a roasting rack.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
A roasting rack. A spatula.
Just once a year?
I missed. Swung and I missed.
There's other tools that you can use for stirring. He likes to use his kitchen spatula once a year. It's the best time of the year.
I think I
spatula time, everybody.
How many spatulas do you have in your kitchen?
I don't know.
Well, first of all, 40? what do you call a spatula? Because some people will call like a pancake flipper a spatula.
They call it a pancake flipper. Is that what they call it?
That's a spatula, I think.
Yeah, I think that's a spatula.
Well.
In the Fry household, we call it a pancake flipper.
I don't know.
But also the thing that you would...
Oh, like a ladle versus
No, not a ladle.
You're talking about the actual
which
rubber...
you would... If you're making
about like a spoon, spatula. Right?
No. Thing with the plastic spatula
I know,
the on
spatula,
the end.
Yes, that you'd use for baking
But
normally.
Aren't those both spatulas? But they're very different
In
tools.
My eyes, those are both spatulas, yes.
Sorry, caller.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I am not an authority on this subject.
Sorry,
he
caller.
He says that in his deep radio voice.
Ryan only takes them out once a year for Thanksgiving.
The rubber bowl scraper. Thank you,
Chris.
You stir
up your stuffing with your spatula. Yeah.
A rubber spatula and a pancake flipper can also be called a spatula.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But they're very different.
So how many do we have? Was that the
question? Yeah, how many of the rubber spatulas do you have in your house?
That's a great
question.
The
rubber ones, one. But I could use a lot more.
Nice plug. For
many. Many rubber spatulas.
I mean, I have like 6 or 7 in my house, and I still feel like I don't have enough.
Oh, I probably have like 8.
There's about 8 holidays that the Wiggins household celebrates every year, so, you know.
I'm just guessing. I don't know that.
One a year.
It's at least one more than Annie
one
has.
Every holiday.
So.
And if it's not, he's going to go to Washington
he's
Park.
He's texting his wife right now.
After honey. This, and go to the thrift store and buy him some extra spatulas.
These look used. Half off?
We have plenty, thank you very much. Don't you mind your own business.
You got a quarter on these? How about a dime? How about some stamps?
Meet me in the middle at 13 cents.
doesn't seem very sturdy. I don't know.
Anyway, kitchen utensils, roaster.
You can use aluminum foil in place of a roasting rack. If you don't have a roasting rack for like a turkey or if you're cooking an especially large chicken, you could use aluminum foil instead. That's a really good one.
Good tip. Thank you.
Eric on YouTube says, FYI, it will be cold enough on Thursday to keep chilled items outside. Any temp under 40, if not in the sun, will be safe. Sounds legit.
Now there's an idea, Eric. Thank you.
What's his opinions on aged candy? Can we get a report on when?
I think we already have the expert on that.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you were going back to the cougar question.
Aged candy.
Don't open the door.
What about aged women?
Do not open the door.
Eligible aged women.
Do not open the door.
What's Eric's opinion on cougars?
Hello, ma'am. You look quite aged. Hello.
You used to have a little MP3 player. That
I'm only slightly younger than you. This isn't really inappropriate anymore.
Come on, baby. Age is only a number. Slow cookers are very good for Thanksgiving. You don't necessarily need to cook in them, but like, how do you keep your mashed potatoes, you know, warm and fluffy?
The hardest thing about preparing a Thanksgiving meal is the timing of everything.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That is actually a very difficult thing.
So that's, if you're having people that are coming over and maybe bringing a small dish, ask them to bring over their crock pots or their slow cookers, because mm-hmm. you can put your stuffing, you can
green
put your
beans.
Mashed potatoes, green mm-hmm. green beans, whatever you want in there.
Sweet yeah. potatoes.
I
mashed
guess.
Potatoes or sweet potatoes?
I guess. But for me, preference-wise,
yeah.
Well, mashed potatoes, but you can make sweet. So long as you put enough brown sugar and butter in sweet potatoes, you can make it good.
Mashed or sweet?
Sweet.
Mashed.
Yes.
Potatoes.
Do you mix them?
French
no.
fried
okay.
potatoes.
No, no.
Well, so talking about that, people oftentimes, they cook the gravy too quickly, and then it just sits there and kind of clumps up. So you can store your gravy in a thermos, a coffee thermos,
okay.
To keep it warm if your timing is off. Yeah, that's a smart move. Thanks. I wrote it down. Appreciate you. And then lastly, for timing problems, chicken broth is a great way of reviving your dried out, aged turkey. So Ooh. If you're like Ryan and you're sitting there at 3 a.m. and your turkey's been out for a solid 18 hours on the table and hasn't been put in the fridge, Ryan, just a little can of chicken broth. You know, just a little can of chicken broth.
Okay.
Add right to it, you know?
All right, we'll do
I love
that.
How Ryan's like entire purpose on the show is to derail at any point. And when the show's fully derailed, he's like, I'm so above this crap. He just stands there and he has his nose up there and he doesn't have anything to say. And he's just like, these people, these amateurs.
Oh my
I'm
gosh.
Surrounded by amateurs. In the radio profession.
So we're going to go into his world a little bit more. Top, so Thanksgiving for my family is an mm-hmm. awesome time for watching movies. Like football for sure, but in the evening time, watching a movie.
Are the Vikings one of the Thanksgiving teams?
No, it's traditionally Dallas and
Detroit. Yeah.
Do you say Detroit or Detroit?
I normally say Detroit, but I think I might have not said it that way
Correct,
that time.
You did not.
Detroit.
And then
Dallas.
Dallas. That's Dallas. And they added in a third game a couple of years ago that doesn't necessarily get played by the same team like Dallas and Detroit does. So that's Dallas, though.
I don't even know what that is. Is that a quote from something?
Oh, it's the Office episode where they're playing the board
okay.
games and they play,
I don't
play
even
Dallas.
I don't even care. I just like it when you when somebody will say something and you'll quote something back and nobody knows what it is.
I know.
And you can just make it up. You like just back,
Ryan,
act like something's
a quote.
Ryan, this
is what you do. You say things that nobody knows what you're talking about all the time. And we all kind of look at each other like, do you know what he's talking about?
That's
like
why
you
we're
don't want
friends.
To be the one person who doesn't get it.
I don't have any comebacks because you're right. Is that what you want to hear?
Chris says on Facebook, I Googled it, there are three types of spatula: flipper, spreading, and scraping. I think I do have a spreading spatula as well, and it's metal, and I used it to ice a carrot cake on Sunday. That's all.
All right, let's go to break.
Yeah, love you now. So, top Thanksgiving movies. Anybody have a favorite Thanksgiving movie as a tradition that you guys watch as a family?
I don't even know all the Thanksgiving
meals. Is that a genre?
Yeah, it is a genre, Trisha. Oh, sorry, I didn't watch Back to the Future. So
I did not. Yeah. What falls into that?
Well,
I thought
time
it was straight
out. Let's
to
hold that thought. Let's take a break.
Good
let's
tease.
Think about.
It's a great tease.
And I want to hear from people on our live chat what your Thanksgiving. Movies are, or even if you can name the Thanksgiving movie.
Me too.
I got five.
That's rough.
Yes, I would like
you
to
have
know
five?
As well.
I got five,
okay.
So let's
see
get the
if you can
in.
Name the five Thanksgiving movies that Rob is going to have for us when we come back. Off the top of my head, I can't think of a single one. So we shall see.
This will be fun.
Do I know these movies?
You'll know a few of them.
Are they your home videos? We'll be right back.
I just want to dance with you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Follow Annie on Twitter at Annie Fry Show.
Turkey. Love to eat turkey. I love you. Love to eat turkey. Cause it's good. Love to eat turkey like a good boy should, cause it's turkey to eat, so good. That clapping's messing my head up, man. I appreciate it, but I was trying to think of the next line. I'm like, all I hear is clapping. Here we go. Thanks anyways. For me, turkey for you. Let's eat the turkey in my big brown shoe. Love to eat the turkey at the table. I once saw a movie with Betty Grable. Eat that turkey all night long. 50 million Elvis fans can't be wrong.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Ryan, are you an Adam Sandler fan?
I was a huge Adam Sandler fan, but
really?
Hearing it back now, it's like, wow, what a moment in time that was. It just doesn't feel like it's... If that came out today, I would think, oh, it's one of a billion things on the internet.
Isn't it? The Adam Sandler, like that generation of Adam Sandler, or iteration, is very innocent.
Yeah.
In the way he presents it. And lovable.
Billy Madison broke my mind as a 13-year-old boy. I couldn't believe what I was watching. It changed my life. And then Happy Gilmore was good, and then I was like,
that makes
okay,
a lot of sense,
uninterested
really.
In everything from here on out.
So you'll appreciate this, then. Every time we see Frank in the studios here, I always do
Frank
the...
Ladd?
Frank Ladd.
Yeah.
I always do the bit from Billy Madison
Party
where...
Animal.
Billy Madison sitting there, and he goes, yeah, I don't even think this is my shirt. I think I got this from Frank. He's talking to his dad, and his dad's like, whatever. And
does
he
Frank
lifts,
know why you're doing this?
He lifts up the shirt. I don't know.
Yeah.
He lifts up his shirt, and
it says
Frank written underneath the bottom of the shirt. So every time I go, hey, Frank, I lift my shirt at him like that. And
he still has no idea what it
and
is.
And if you know Frank, and he doesn't understand that that's what it's from, he probably does.
I'm sure he does. I'm sure he's
just barreled over in laughter every time.
I really hope he doesn't get it.
I wouldn't know what you're doing.
Movie.
I'd be like, Rob keeps lifting his shirt up at me. Talking about Frank.
I would have a tough time, and I memorized that movie. I mean, it was like a religion at the time.
So good.
All right, yeah. Rob asked what our you have five Thanksgiving movies?
I have six now. But,
six.
Yeah, found another one during the break.
Okay. The one that was mentioned on here is A Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, Eric on YouTube, among
ding,
other
ding,
people.
Ding, 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 ding.
Chris said that as well on Facebook. I'm familiar with that.
Mm-hmm. Is that a feature-length film, though, or is that just an episode?
Well, he didn't say feature-length.
Well, he said movie.
Yeah, it's a movie.
Is
it's
it?
A movie if you're eight.
I thought it was like a half hour
you
long.
You just said that Billy Madison blew
films?
Your mind and broke your brain or something.
Yes.
And you're going to be like,
I stand by that.
I don't know if Charlie Brown or
I'm
Thanksgiving.
Looking up length of Charlie Brown.
Mm-hmm.
What makes a movie a movie?
It has to be at least 60 minutes long.
No, that's
to
not
be a
true.
Feature.
Okay, well, I didn't say feature film. I said movie.
Correct. Erica said Nightmare Before Christmas is a Thanksgiving movie.
No, it's a Halloween movie.
Or it's a Christmas movie.
True.
There is a huge debate over whether or not Nightmare Before Christmas is a Halloween or a Christmas movie.
Sure.
I've never heard anyone say it's a Thanksgiving movie, but why not argue about that, dude?
Yeah, I'll allow it, but it's not on my list.
National Lampoon Christmas Vacation?
So I always thought it was a Thanksgiving movie as well, but it's actually, it's Days Before Christmas. I always, and today, in fact, whoever that is a spirit
Chris.
Animal of mine,
mm-hmm.
Because I always thought it was a Thanksgiving. We always watch it at Thanksgiving, but no, it's technically just a few days before Christmas.
Ironically, Kevin on Facebook says, I'll take Home Alone.
Yeah, great. Go for it. I love it.
Is it a Thanksgiving movie?
I don't think so.
Christmas movie, too. These are all Christmas movies.
Yeah, right. Oh, sorry. So it's 30 minutes or longer is what's required to be a feature-length film.
It's okay. It's okay.
Look, he said movie. Do you watch a movie and go, oh, that was a good 30-minute movie?
If you're not watching the webcam, Ryan had this smug look on his face and pointed to the computer screen.
He was about to take the microphone off of the stand and throw it on the ground in Rob's face.
Or at me.
I wouldn't do that.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles?
Planes, ding, 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 ding.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Eric said that or You Got Mail?
Yeah, You Got Mail was on the list.
I think that's a good movie that I haven't seen since it like came out and was a big thing. I probably would like it if I
watched
it again.
That's a good deep cut, yeah. Good. Chris said that one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a really good one.
Yeah.
Oh, Eric, sorry. Credit where credit is due. Here are a couple others. I kind of disagree with this one. This is on the kind of the, you know, it could ride the fence a little bit. Miracle on 34th Street, the first day of the movie is Thanksgiving Day, and it takes place.
Loose qualifications.
It's about Santa.
That is a Christmas movie.
Don't argue with me. I'm just telling you what the interweb said, you guys.
Okay.
Just
reporting. I mean, you set this up as a list of Thanksgiving
movies.
Are you familiar with have to bring your A game here.
Alice's Restaurant?
It was listed on the
list. Am I the only one who's...
I have no idea what that is.
No idea.
Nope.
A lot of, but people here saying it, and it was on your list. So.
Adam's Family Values, the second Adam's Family movie with Christina Ricci as
Wednesday.
Is a thing. It's one of the best scenes is when they're doing the Pilgrims and Indians like at the...
I actually know that scene,
and she leads the Indians in a revolt against the Pilgrims, and it's a chaotic summer camp production. Awesome scene. This one, Jim Henson, has, if you didn't know, had quite a dark mind beyond just the Muppet stuff that he did. He's got a Turkey Hollow kids movie for Thanksgiving called Jim Henson's Turkey Hollow. And then my personal favorite for Thanksgiving is the Pauly Shore critically acclaimed film Son-in-Law, 1993
classic.
Somebody
on here said Son-in-Law.
Yeah. He goes home with his friend from college to her like rural farm town, and he is a...
Carlos said it.
He's a California crazy guy and not well received in the old farming community.
He's wheezing the juice.
What was it? What?
Wheezing the juice.
Oh, my gosh.
Wheezing the juice.
I guess I'm having a little bromance over here with that phrase.
This is actually...
This is Pauly Shore fans.
How it ends.
No, okay.
This is how it ends.
That's insane.
I want to add to the list For Your Consideration. That's the name of the movie. I'm not saying that. It's a Christopher Guest...
It's not For Your Consideration.
...mockumentary.
You can take it and shove it.
Yeah. Do you remember this movie?
Oh, Eugene Levy.
Eugene Levy and Catherine O'Hara.
Does it qualify as a movie, if I've never heard of it?
It absolutely
does. Let me Google this real quick.
1 hour, 26 minutes running time, just for your consideration. And,
but not.
There's a running joke in that movie about them making a movie called Home for Purim, which they end up rebranding as Home for Thanksgiving.
I don't know anything that you're
I don't know if
about.
The movie itself is really about Thanksgiving, but that's what I thought of.
What about the movie Beethoven?
I think actually that scene is, it's a big turkey dinner. I don't know that it's Thanksgiving.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Oh, man, okay, now we're, I'm not like the authority here. I was just sharing some information.
Why didn't you study?
Run it by Rob.
Why did you study every movie ever made?
So what do you have? Christmas party coming up. What do you do? I actually run a consulting firm. Oh, that's cool. What do you consult about? You know, whether the validity of whether a movie is Thanksgiving themed or not.
It's yeah. Very narrow lane.
Really busy this time of the year. Really busy. Yeah, thanks for asking.
Yeah. Come talk to me in April, though.
Yeah.
That's my slow season.
Right, real slow.
It's like tax time.
Favorite sides for Thanksgiving coming up. Favorite sides you guys have. What's your favorite side for Thanksgiving?
I like sweet potatoes.
Sweet potatoes?
I like sweet potatoes all year long.
Do they have to have the marshmallows on top?
I don't do the marshmallows on
top. Okay. So just regular sweet potatoes.
As a diet food or a food to eat if you're... like watching what you eat, I just think sweet potatoes are like a treat. And you can microwave them, and if you don't put the stuff on them and you're not eating a lot of other super sugary things, sweet potatoes are just good. But then you put all the stuff on, you're like, this is really good. No marshmallows, though.
So my wife makes this cranberry sauce, but it's mixed with, I believe it's cherry-flavored
Jell-O.
Well,
Tyra says cranberry sauce straight out of the can, Jack.
Yeah,
that's
I'm not
a
American.
Direct quote.
Yeah. I like it like that, but that's my favorite is her cranberry sauce that she makes.
Yeah.
Is marshmallows mixed with that?
No.
Okay, because I know a version.
Yeah.
I guess I'm finding out that the Kramer household, we mix marshmallows into a lot of sides.
Marshmallows in your turkey stuffing? Like in the turkey? What do you got?
Mine's green bean casserole, but it has to be done right. If you do it with the canned green beans, which is great, I'm not knocking that, you have to go through and make sure you don't leave any of the stems on because that'll ruin the meal. But if they're cleaned green beans, that's my
creamy
favorite.
French onions
delicious.
On top?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Mushroom soup.
Cream of mushroom soup.
Wiggins, removing any sort of candy. I'm not desserts, but candy. What is your favorite Thanksgiving side?
That's going to be rough because mine was Snickers apple salad.
That
no
is,
joke.
That is
which is
really
delicious,
good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay,
but it does have candy in it.
And it's
so.
Got an apple. So.
But it does have apples, too. Yeah,
yeah right.
So
healthy.
It's good.
It's apple flavor.
Creamy or chunky mashed potatoes? Do you want the chunk of the potato in the mashed potato, or do you want it to be like super creamy and smooth?
Creamy.
I'll go chunky.
Of course creamy. You will. Just contrarian.
Chunky on Thanksgiving, yeah.
See,
what about
on
the
yeah.
day? What about on Black Friday?
Creamy.
I'm the opposite, Brad. I am creamy on Thanksgiving and chunky other times.
Neat.
What the hell is happening here? What is happening
here? This is like this is real.
Yeah, I guess. So they have a list of, you know, we did most popular Halloween candy by state a few weeks ago for Halloween. This list of Halloween's or Thanksgiving sides really got me. So Missouri is a charcuterie tray. Is their favorite?
Did
what?
You say Halloween sides?
No, Thanksgiving sides. Yes.
Charcuterie?
Missouri is yeah. a charcuterie.
Can I say
yes.
that like charcuterie has all of a sudden become like trendy?
Right. Uh huh. Because the word's cool.
It's just it's just a Lunchable on a fancy tray.
Yes,
I mean
it is.
It's not
just some sausage and some cheese.
Fancy, like real fancy about their charcuterie.
No, but it's a charcuterie board.
Ooh,
ooh,
okay.
Illinois is mashed potatoes, whether chunky or smooth. It doesn't.
Missouri is a charcuterie board.
I know. Well,
and
so
Illinois
this.
Is mashed potatoes.
So get this. So some of the
what?
Worst. I was going through this. Idaho. What would you guess?
Potatoes.
Sorry, side salad.
Not even a full salad.
But that actually makes sense.
Man.
Idaho and New Mexico had side salad. There were four states that had dinner rolls as their favorite side. West
favorite?
Virginia, Utah, Michigan, and Florida.
I love a good dinner roll.
Arkansas and Montana prefer gravy as their preferred side.
Gravy. Just gravy.
And there's a difference.
Put it in a bowl, give me a straw.
Gravy. Montana is turkey gravy, and Arkansas is white gravy.
I understand that.
Yeah.
And then, the side salad thing. Like, it's not even particular.
I know.
Like, oh, I like a Cobb salad. No, I just want a side, just anything on the side. Just put a bunch of romaine lettuce in a bowl.
Right. It's like a piece of romaine lettuce, too. Yeah. You know, they come that big, right?
So Thanksgiving is Thursday, and we've had our discussions about the appropriateness of Christmas pre-Thanksgiving or post-Thanksgiving. I think that some people use Thanksgiving as the official start of Christmas. When have you or will you listen to Christmas music voluntarily for the first time, Brad?
After my last slice of pie.
So on Thanksgiving?
Mm-hmm.
That's so weirdly specific.
I'd put
he just sits there and eats pie like...
And
thinking about
play.
Switching from creamy to chunky mashed potatoes.
When do you? What about you?
I started on Sunday. I put my tree up,
and so you've had Christmas music playing
ever since
on
yeah.
your own.
Mm-hmm.
I think I started the day that KZK switched over.
Yeah,
and haven't stopped.
Elect it, like, but you're cool with it.
Yeah, I like it.
Does it make you happy?
Yeah.
We do the my childhood growing up, we would do the flip of all the decorations the day after. But I'm with Wiggins here. When KZK flipped a few weeks ago, I've been all for it. Absolutely.
So it's time to play Christmas music.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
And to celebrate it.
I mean, I guess. Do you have Christmas music?
Brad's like, wait, how do I do
yeah,
that?
Yeah, Brad's panicking.
Learning.
What do you got planned here?
You didn't put
sweating.
Any in the stack.
Let's take a break. We'll be back with more Rob Kramer in studio along with Trisha, Brad, and Ryan, and myself. And you can watch us and participate on the live stream. We'll be back in just a minute. Don't go away.
Love to eat turkey.
You're listening to The Annie Fry Show.
Love to eat turkey.
Follow Annie on
you.
Twitter at Annie Fry Show.
Love to eat turkey, cause it's good. Love to eat turkey like a good boy should.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Doesn't this make you happy, Brad? This makes you very happy, right? How could this not make you joyful and full of merriment?
It does.
Even your beard looks angry. Got him.
Did you see that? My beard has a parody account on Twitter.
I didn't think it was a parody. I just thought your beard had a lot of personality.
Nah, maybe.
I'm going to go find that now after the show.
I didn't know what that was.
I didn't either. I didn't know if I had just missed the discussion about that. Have we not talked about that?
No, Brad's beard has a Twitter account.
Yeah.
And it's not manned by Brad or by me.
It follows us.
Yeah, I don't know who it is.
Yeah, there was a bizarre conversation on the Twitter space. I got a text from one of my childhood best friends who lives in the Kirkwood area and will traverse the Mississippi River back into the homeland of the state of Illinois. She said that she's bringing a charcuterie board to her parents on Thursday. And I said, that's because she's fancy.
And she's from Missouri.
She's from Illinois, moved to Missouri.
But she moved
to
Missouri, learned about the charcuterie board, and then is bringing it to us in
Illinois. Learned the ways of the charcuterie board. And you guys were saying the trick to a good charcuterie board is to go to Aldi.
Yep. That is the key.
That's the story.
They've got everything you need for Aldi, a very reasonable price.
Yeah. Neat. Right. Well, that sounds neat.
And if you don't have a quarter to go get your little cart out of the thing, you just use a key, the back of a key, and that'll...
Really?
It's a little hack.
Ryan Wiggins how to steal and save a quarter.
You can gain a quarter then every time you go because they switch your card out when you're checking out.
Absolutely.
That's a good tip.
That's Rob's retirement plan.
How do you think I pay for all these parking tickets around downtown St. Louis? Well, honey, we're going to Aldi. Four times today?
Yeah.
All right, you paying the bills? I didn't think so. All right, man. Holidays are rough. All right.
Does Aldi have a restraining order on you?
No, if you wear different costumes every time, they don't know who you are.
Costumes. I guess the mask mandates have really been helping you out.
Yeah, or my Gloria outfit has really been overused over the past couple of years. I was at a sales meeting before I came here over on the east side, Illinois. Account executive, like, unprovoked goes, yeah, this was the guy that dressed up as as the woman.
Really?
Yeah. So, I mean, whatever.
Alex?
No, it wasn't. But
Good guess, though.
I know, right? Gets thrown out. Yeah, you guys know this guy. You've never met him before. You watched him on television, though.
Anyway.
Let's wrap up the Thanksgiving stuff. A couple of
stuffing?
Interesting... Stuffing?
See? It sounded like it would be a quote from something, but it's not.
Maybe it is now.
We should play a game.
Is that a real quote, or did Rob just make that up?
Real or fake?
Yes.
We played that with a Gloria outfit. But fake. Some weird Thanksgiving facts.
So fake.
See if you guys knew any of these. Benjamin Franklin wanted the turkey to be the national bird of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
He actually got into a fight with Thomas Jefferson about it.
Fist fight?
It wasn't a fist fight. It was a fight with words.
No.
But Benjamin
one of those girl fights.
a slap fight.
Do you guys know that what they call a male turkey?
A Tom.
After Thomas Jefferson. That was
what?
That was Benjamin Franklin's way of getting back at Thomas Jefferson for not going with the turkey as a national bird. So that's
now I understand the Jimmy John's menu item, the Turkey Tom.
Turkey Tom.
Ah.
Ben Franklin.
There's just like light bulbs going off so much here. I'm going blind. My gosh.
Ben Franklin's reasoning was the turkey had a much greater significance to the American people, and he claimed that the eagle had bad moral character.
I think I like Benjamin Franklin.
What kind of bad moral character does a bird have?
I don't know, but he's one of my favorite presidents of all time. So
I hear that.
Go with it. Ben Franklin?
Ben Franklin is.
Here's one you can bring to the
this is the best real or fake we've ever done.
Here's one you can bring to the Thanksgiving conversation as you're cooking and prepping in the kitchen, dancing with Christmas music. Do you guys know the best way to test if a cranberry is ripe or not?
Eat it?
Yeah, take a bite.
Yeah, Annie Fry, I'll be here all week.
Drop it into water and see if it floats.
You do drop it, but this is the guide. I want to read this and see if you pick up on what I thought was interesting. If you want to know if a cranberry is ripe, then all you need to do is throw it at the ground and measure how high it bounces. As long as it bounces higher than 4 inches,
cranberry?
Listen to this sentence. Listen to me, Linda. As long as it bounces higher than 4 inches, it is ready to be picked.
No, listen. It's just ridiculous.
Don't you have to pick it to bounce it?
Yes.
What are we talking about?
That's what they say. Listen to this sentence. As long as the cranberry bounces higher than 4 inches, it is ready to be picked.
Huh?
What? Right. Exactly right. So if you want to.
Somebody wrote that and was like, just imagine what the idiots are going to do when they read this.
It's like, that's how they tested like witches, right? It's like, well, if we dunk her in the water and she comes out, she's a witch and we burn her. But if she drowned, I guess she wasn't a witch after all.
Good for her.
Ryan, this sounds like something you'd be into. Just writing really, really dumb, bad advice to see who you could sucker into doing stupid stuff.
You will not be surprised to know
that I
have an entire list called Handy Hints for the Household that are all jokes that I wrote back in my 20s at some point. I'll bring them in sometime.
Or, oh, please do. No.
Or maybe I won't.
maybe we'll do like a Deep Thoughts with Jack Handy, but Handy
it's
Hints
like
with...
That. Yeah.
Last one is, did you know that Thanksgiving brought around the creation of TV dinners?
Who did?
Thanksgiving is the reason that TV dinners were created.
Mr. Ben Franklin did.
The Swanson Company.
Ben Franklin invented the TV dinner.
Great president.
Great president.
Great, my favorite.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, he wrote that.
What was Ben's favorite TV show?
The Munsters, of course.
The Thanksgiving edition of the Addams Family.
Random show. You just picked the Munsters?
Yeah, I guess if random is the right word for that, or maybe one of the best shows in American television history, but whatever. Just one man's opinion. 1953, the Swanson Company had 260 tons of frozen turkeys left over from Thanksgiving.
They had to freeze them and put them in individual meals.
Yep, and that's where the TV dinner was created, by the Swanson Company.
Interesting.
The more you know.
And if you're listening on the radio, that was a rainbow.
And a star.
I think it goes without being said, yeah. It goes without being said.
Is this all you have? I need 3 more minutes.
I got a couple of, Annie, are you okay? Mm-hmm. If you want to go that,
yeah,
we
let's
can
do
go like a quickened version of it.
Mm-hmm. We'll just knock them out.
So, the Grammy nominations came out today. I know you guys set your alarms, obviously, to be on the live stream
no
at
idea.
Noon Eastern, 11 Central.
Grammys.
Did anybody in here know that happened?
No.
No.
So that's my question. Do the Grammys matter at all to any of you?
No, I'm actually angry at them.
Do the Grammys matter at all, period?
Well, that's the question. The numbers last year, I think it was the first, you know, during the pandemic, they still had a couple of these award shows, albeit they did it virtually and whatnot. These award shows are just tanking and tanking and tanking.
Nobody cares. Did John Mayer get nominated for any?
I don't know about any of them. I just wasn't paying attention. I just know that they saw a 58% decrease from 2020 to 2021.
So you're in sales. You do graphs and charts. Is that bad?
Yeah, 58, carry the 4. Yeah, it's not great.
Are they even airing these things anymore?
Yeah, CBS. So that's the big conversation now, is these contracts for hosting, you know, the Super Bowl or the World Series or award shows are typically multi-year contracts, right? The Academy Awards saw a 59% decrease from 20 to 21.
People
in its
are really sick and tired of watching rich, entitled people celebrate themselves while telling the rest of us little people how to live our lives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's a lot of it going on. So January 31st on CBS, KMOV4, it's, you know, we'll probably see if there's another decrease. There has been steady decreases in all the major award shows for film, television, and music steadily since 2017.
I think COVID had something to do with a downturn in that, but I really do think that social media elevating everybody to be there. I mean, people don't care about famous people anymore because everybody is their own famous person. Everybody is looking for their own level of celebrity, and you're working on your own personal brand when you're 14 and you should be, you know, not worrying about this type of stuff.
And these people are always so available. It's like the All-Star game. It used to be so cool because you got to see the American League play the National League. You never saw these guys play each other. Well, now there's interleague play.
They're all over the place. Cannot escape it.
Yeah. It just doesn't matter anymore.
I agree.
Last one for you. The real life Armageddon is upon us. This morning, NASA launched in collaboration with SpaceX a DART, which stands for a double asteroid redirection test.
Oh,
essentially, what they're doing is they're sending a rocket ship to collide in 10 months with a large asteroid that's far, far away from this Earth. And they want to see, kind of like in the movie Armageddon, spoiler alert if you haven't watched the film, it's about a
1997.
I've never seen it. I was watching it this
but
weekend.
Did you die?
That would be very difficult to achieve.
There is a doomsday.
But probably important.
So that's what they're trying to test is, they figure in 10 months it's going to make contact, and can they essentially redirect an asteroid away from the Earth to try to save us and all of human
I hope
mankind?
They do. Because if they don't, all the dinosaurs are going to die.
Wow. Way to end on a sour note today, Ryan.
I don't know.
It's just sad.
I pray come Lord Jesus quite a bit, and I kind of mean it. It's getting kind of...
Yeah, let's just let it hit. Yeah. Forget the dart.
Yeah. It's time.
It's time.
Happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy your holiday. Ryan Wiggins will be taking over the show tomorrow, which means we won't be on YouTube. But
that's
maybe
right.
On Facebook. Thanks for being here. Mark Reard next.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.